My father is a very sweet, sentimental man who likes to tell stories. And some of them are true. And when I was growing up, and today still, I try to figure out what's real. For instance, he told me that somehow he was in the military. Somehow he was in the Army, the Navy, and the Marines. I don't really understand. He seemed to have a friend whose son died doing whatever I wanted to do. I don't really believe that. A couple of weeks ago, my last name is Mandra. And I'd always believed that my grandfather had his name shortened at Ellis Island when he came over from Sicily. But 2 weeks ago, I found out that it was shortened when he was in the Army. My father told me this because it wouldn't fit on the name tag. So anyway, I tell you this because I'm a parent now. And I have, as I've had trouble believing some of these stories, I actually have a few of my own involving him, which are real. And so that's what we're talking about. It was 1984. It was Thanksgiving. I was a first year, I was a freshman in college. And I had gone to my grandfather's house, my father's father, in Toms River, New Jersey. He had a beautiful house overlooking a Works Progress Administration lake. And so we go there, and I bring my best friend from college at the time, a guy named William, who was 5'18", and looked like the Dutch boy from the paint can, and which is weird. And I need to tell you too that because my father was in the military, his father was in the military. I've been around guns my whole life, and. When I was little, they took me and some other people to a junkyard, and we shot at TVs and stuff, which is fun if you've never done it. And so we're standing around the table, and the Thanksgiving meal is getting ready. And my grandfather, for some reason, decides it's important to show me and William this gun, this 22 caliber pistol that he, for some reason, bought for my grandmother. My grandmother, who chain smokes and watches TV all the time, who doesn't really need a 22 caliber pistol. So he brings the gun out and he's showing it to us, and it's a little weird. And okay, that's neat. And we're not really paying attention, and we're talking, and it goes off. And if you have never been in a room when a gun goes off, it's like this.
And then everything sounds like this. It's like, what just happened? Are you guys okay? Is it?
And so, you know, we're trying to hear what's going on, and we're looking around. And everybody seems okay, and then I notice my father sort of like holding his hand over here, and it's bleeding. And I'm like, what? You got shot. And my father, because I'm clueless about this, there's a lot of adrenaline, and I'm thinking to myself, that's okay. My grandfather just shot my father. That's different. And so my father, I don't realize this because I'm not seeing my grandfather. I'm looking at my father, and my father's trying to keep my grandfather, who had a pacemaker, which was on overdrive at that point, I'm sure, not, he's trying to keep him alive. And so my father says, oh, there must have been blanks in that gun. And it was 1984, so Thomas Dolby was out, and I'm like, science! There couldn't have been blanks in that gun. It's just not possible. And so my sister, because she's the middle sister, and we used to have fights like this all the time, she starts saying, well, John Eric Hexham shot himself in the head with a blank gun, you know, and died. And which is true. But, I mean, if, you know, he hit it right here, it's going to happen. So I see this, and I can see that there's a hole. Basically, the gun was pointed at a very shallow angle at the table, and it went through a stack of magazines. The bullet, this is my grandfather who shot this, went through a stack of magazines. It went through the tablecloth. It came up through a Leica camera case, a leather camera case. My father, who's over here, he's talking, and he's Sicilian, so he's talking like this. He's like, ah, and the bullet goes this way, cuts off this fingernail, and keeps going. And I'm like, I'm going to find it. So I look, you know, I line it up, and I realize that it's gone to the window. So I go over to the window, and it went through the window. But in New Jersey at that time, people had storm windows. And so I find the slug next to the aluminum frame of the storm window. And I bring it back to show everybody, because this is, it's not a blank, it's real. So my father, then they usher my grandfather away, who survived. And my father says, you know, I had a cold before. I don't have a cold now. So that's pretty much that part of the story. But I have a coda. And the coda is that I flash forward 5 years. It's 1989. I'm a first-year grad student at Peabody. And I come home with friends from college. A guy named Charles, who's from Canada, and a guy named Juha from Finland. And they're playing the piano by the door, which my parents never had before I went to music school, which is kind of funny. So they're playing the piano, and it's like a Civil War era piano. It's the entire register is a half step down. Yeah, exactly. And so they're playing, and I swear to God, it's exactly like that moment in one of the cartoons where the guy's playing da 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 bum bum. He keeps trying to play this thing, and it's not working because there's a bomb in there, and the bomb's supposed to go off, right? Da 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 king king, right? And so Juha, who's Finnish, says, "Chris, could you come here for a minute? There's a problem with the piano." And so I come over. And I'm like, what's the problem? And he goes, da 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 king king. You know, he does this again. And so I open up the piano, and there's a gun inside the piano. So this is the end right here. I call my father over. I'm like, "Dad, come here for a minute. Why is there a gun in the piano?" And my parents, who to this day live in the Pine Barrens across the street from the junkyard used in Idiot and the Cruisers. My father says, "There was some trouble down the street." That's it.
Chris Mandra.